Welcome Abayim to the 10th and continuing Shiurim on the Sefer HaDamos HaSha'arim of Rabbeinu HaLeshem. As I have mentioned in several consecutive Shiurim, we're going to get more and more into it. It's going to get a little bit more. Today you have to hold on to your seat even more. Fasten your seatbelt. But in Mirat Hashem, if we go slow, we'll be able to fully understand the concepts. Now, let's back up a little bit from last time. I'm now in Daf Yud, Sof Amud Gimel, which means the bottom of the first column on page 20 in the standard edition of the Sefer HaKadosh. The last paragraph. Okay. Acha Inyan Bazer. Let's go back over. This is the Taylor. It's the answer. The Lashon raised the question, how could it be that we find elements of the higher world, highest levels of spirituality in the Shema, in the lower worlds? And given the fact that when we make the physical isomorphism between, you know, the Nefesh Ruach Neshama and the parts of the body, you know, there's a strict hierarchy. So he says the following thing. He introduces that there are two dimensions. There's a dimension up and down, and there's a dimension of, you know, exterior and interior. Ach inyan bazeh, hu kavar nizbaya b'divreinu, le'el perak alam, ki b'chol naran, hine kashem shem chalukim b'im malu u'mata, sh'nasham u'lamala ruach v'yemtza v'nasham u'mata. Well, just like there's a chiluk, there's a distinction. We make a hierarchy. Neshama is on top. It's the highest level of spirituality. Afterwards is ruach. After that is nefesh. Right? Kenem chalukim gamken bepnim lachitza. And there's a concept of depth, outer, middle, and inner part, which also corresponds to these three levels of spirituality. Shadashamu chalek apnimi. The shama is the inner part. Shabaguf. Haruach ubechalek atichay. The spirit is the middle part. And the nefesh is the very outer part. In other words, in the body itself, there's the moach, the lev, and the kaved, the brain, the heart, and the liver. And also in the body, there's three parts of the, right, from exterior to interior of the body. Harem gimel madregas, right? Begoiva, shem mailo ma'emtza umata, and gimel madregas ba'obi shem panimi tichon v'chitza. So we have three levels, up and down, horizontal. Vertical. And then we have our three levels. We call them horizontals. Really, in depth, we call it horizontal too. We name Tisha Bechinas. We have nine altogether, right? Three in the on the X axis and three on the Y axis. We name Tisha Bechinas. Shem Rosh Toich Sov. Now, what's Rosh in the language Rosh Toich Sov? I don't know if I explained it properly last time. It's like three cylinders. One inside of another. So like the inner cylinder is the highest, and the middle cylinder is the next highest, and the lower cylinder is the exterior cylinder.
That's
giving
nine?
Or maybe, what? I'll give you nine, because each one, there's three and then three.
Even though it's getting shorter, I suppose.
No, sure, so so it should go shorter. Well, in a sense, yes. Yeah, I guess so, because, maybe shorter, let's say no. Okay, let's assume that the three equal, we can assume that let's assume there's three equal lengths. Okay, fine, three lengths will be fine too. I wanted to emphasize that three lengths is fine. Shekola chalu kolo megimel. Each of them is composed of three. Shupanim itichem v'chitzer. Vinei hem anaran shan b'shama u'b'moach. So the naran of the neshama is in the moach, because the moach has a exterior, middle, and inner part of it. Anaran shan b'ruach u'b'lev. Right? Likely in the heart and the kaved, there's exterior, middle, and interior parts. Famtation, there are nine. Okay, now, this is more or less where we left off. I went a little bit further, but a little bit further than what last time was a little bit for the purpose of next year. But now we're going to see how the worlds are interconnected. Okay? Because uhein beklolus olamis v'portis kol oila. Okay? The whole parts of כי כל אחד הוא כל מנער הנער, ויש להם בכל אחד כל תשע, בחינה שהם גימול חלקי נערן, והם היו צפירה שבכל אחד. Basically, everything has this nine-part breakdown. Right? It was every world. In other words, the Olam HaBriya is going to be composed of nine. In other words, it's going to have the neshama of Olam HaBriya, which is composed of Nefesh Ruach Neshama. There's the Yetzira, and there's the Ruach of Olam HaBriya. The Olam HaBriya is the, let's call it the Neshama HaKlalis. The Olam HaYetzira is, let's call it the Ruach HaKlalis. And the Olam HaSiya is the Nefesh HaKlalis. Now, for example, the Olam HaBriya, which is the Olam HaNeshama HaKlalis, is composed of Neshama, Ruach, and Nefesh. Right? And the Shama is, there's Naran of the Shama. There's the Shama Ruach Nefesh of the Shama, the Shama Ruach Nefesh of Ruach, and the Shama Ruach and Nefesh of Nefesh, and all of them are in the Shama Klolas, Olam HaBriya. Okay, so every Olam has a 9-part structure, which has to correspond to 10 Sefiras, but right now a 9-part structure. So we have 9 parts of Olam HaBriya, we have 9 parts of Olam HaYetzira, and 9 parts of Olam HaAsiya. And of course, every part of a person is also composed of 9 parts. Okay, now, this is important. V'nei ha'gibo Olam is B'riya Tzir HaAsiya, Shem HaNor and HaKlolim, V'yesh Lam HaKol. Now, of course, why, let's go back, I want to just go back again, and why are we introducing like height and depth? The answer is because, you know, this relates to the Olam HaSiya, which is a physical world. In other words, there's a hierarchy of worlds, but eventually this same structure in the spiritual world has to relate to the physical world. In other words, there has to be a isomorphism between each world, the structure. So this nine-partite structure in every world has to be expressed in the physical world. And the physical world, we have the isomorphism express itself in terms of, you know, let's say for a person, the physiology of a person, and since the relative dimensions are in fact height and depth, so therefore we extrapolate this and explain there's a concept of height and depth also in Olamos, or the worlds above the Olam HaSiya, which are Olamos HaYetzira and Olamos HaBriya. So basically, in other words, the whole point of the high-depth dimensionality which we're introducing is to create this, in Yeshivish language you say this hemshech, in other words, the isomorphic continuity with the Olam HaSiya. Okay, now we're going to get a little bit complicated. We're going to go Mitzvah Shem nice and slow so everybody will be able to understand. V'nei ha'gimel Olam is B'riya Tzir HaAsiya, Himanana Klolia. So once again, the three Olamos, these are Olamos HaPirut, right, the non-Atzilus worlds, where God and the Creator are not one. There's an apparent distinction between, at least for the Balatanya, an apparent distinction, if the Leshem is a real distinction, between the Creator and the creation. So the three Olamos, B'riya Tzir HaAsiya, are called the Naran HaKlolim. Now what's Olam HaBriya is referred to the Olam, that's Neshama, HaKloli, and Olam HaYetzira is the Ruach HaKlali, and Olam HaSiya is the Nefesh HaKlali. Yesim called Behem Teish B'chiras HaNizkuras, right? So, of course, in every Olam, every unit, has to have this nine-part structure, right? That's the basic concept of a Belya in the Halacha. Everything has a nine-part structure. Everything is a microcosm. HaReidas HaNovenakya. Now, a gimel chelke ruach apratiyim, asher berosh toch sof da haneshama klolis, hu olam abriya, shehu olam abriya, vehem bechelke atichon, shebehem, hinei heim asher is tochol olam hayetzira kula, shehu ruach haklolis, tochol pratim shabai. Now, what is he saying over here? Because we went a little bit fast last time. Let's say this very slowly and succinctly, and then we're going to go into all the detail. Okay? Olam HaBriya, that's Olam HaNeshama. Olam HaNeshama contains three parts: neshama, ruach, and nefesh. Okay? Now, the neshama of the olam neshama contains, of course, nefesh, ruach, neshama. The nefesh is the outer part, the outer kli, the outer vessel. The ruach is the middle vessel, the tichoi, and the neshama is the inner vessel. So, in other words, neshama of the olam, the neshama of the neshama, has a middle vessel, which is the ruach of the neshama of the olam abriya. The ruach, in other words, the ruach of olam habriya, has three parts, nefesh, ruach, neshama. In other words, there's a middle part of the neshama of the olam abriya. There's a middle part of the ruach of the olam abriya, and there's a middle part of the nefesh of the olam habriya. In other words, and in terms of spiritual nefesh ruach neshama, we could say that there's a ruach of neshama of neshama. There's a ruach of neshama, and there's a ruach of nefesh of neshama. In other words, so therefore we have this mapping, right? In other words, the spatial mashal we're giving to the olam abriya, right? So we have three middle vessels, right, of the neshama, ruach, and nefesh of the olam abriya. Now,
Are we going to think what this is?
What? Right. Well, let's first get everything down. After that, we're gonna actually go deeply into it. First, we have to. In other words, it's like, you know, in physics, you can read a popular physics book and think you understand physics. Or you can learn physics and have to, in other words, reflect upon and understand the deeper meaning. Let's first understand the nusach, the sprach, the, in other words, technical language. So there, where we've purely versed the technical language, and after that we're going to look at some of the very deep theological and philosophical implications. Now, like this, the claim of the Leshem, this is the general claim, we'll see this in much, much detail, is that the ruach of the neshama of olam abriya and the ruach of the ruach of the olam abriya and the ruach of the neshama of the olam abriya, these will create or constitute the neshama of the neshama of olam hayetzira, the neshama of the ruach of olam hayetzira, and the neshama of the nefesh of olam hayetzira. In other words, the middle part of the final detailed kalim of the olam abriya basically become the inner part of the detailed kalim of the olam hayetzira. That's so. In other words, basically, the middle part of the partium, the detailed vessel structure of the olam abriya, will eventually become the detailed neshama, which means inner vessels of the entire olam hayetzira, which is the ruach haklalis. The general idea being that the ruach of the neshama eventually becomes the neshama of the ruach. So, in other words, for example, if we translate this in purely spiritual terms, so it comes out that the ruach of the neshama of neshama, and in other words, we have what we have, for example, coordinates, right? Ruach, comma, that's in the parentheses, right? Coordinates in the three-dimensional space. So we have ruach, comma, comma, neshama, comma, neshama. In other words, the ruach of neshama, neshama. And we take that and we invert that. That becomes the neshama of the ruach. And likely we'll have, let's say, the ruach of the ruach of the neshama becomes the neshama of the ruach of the ruach, and the ruach of the nefesh of the neshama becomes the neshama of the nefesh of the ruach. So basically, in terms of coordinates, you just totally reverse the coordinates. But now we're going to understand it in terms of this geometrical isomorphism. So, in other words, now, that's not only true that the sheiros, the elements of the Olam HaYetzirah are in the Olam HaBriah, but the lesson says v'chein a gimel chalki nefesh a pratim she berosh toich soif da neshama klola shu bechalki achitz and shebem yem sheresh toro oilem asiyah kula shehu a nefesh a kloi bechol prateh sheba. So basically like this, you have the nef in oilem abriya, you have the kli achitz in the outer vessel which of both the neshama of oilem abriya and both the and of the ruach of oilem abriya and of the nefesh of oilem abriya, which is the ruach, I mean the nefesh of the neshama of Olam HaBriah, the nefesh of the ruach of Olam HaBriah, and the nefesh of the nefesh of Olam HaBriah, all of that becomes implanted or becomes the neshama of the three parts of the Olam HaSiyah. In other words, the neshama of the neshama of Olam HaSiyah, the neshama of the ruach of Olam HaSiyah, and the Shama of the Nefesh of Olam HaSiyah. So, in other words, to translate that into coordinates, what we get is that, for example, the Nefesh of the Shama of the Shama becomes the Shama of the Shama of Nefesh. Olam HaSiyah, as you all know, is the Nefesh HaKlali. So, in other words, the Nefesh of the Shama becomes becomes the Shama of the Shama of Nefesh. The nefesh of ruach, the nefesh ruach of the shama, becomes the shama of ruach, becomes the shama of ruach of nefesh, and then finally the nefesh of nefesh of the shama becomes the shama of nefesh of nefesh. So you invert the coordinates. Okay. Now that's in general. Yes. Question.
Are we saying that they're the same thing existing parallelly?
We'll see what that means. Basically, they are the same thing, but in terms of, in other words, they are the same thing, but the issue of causality we'll explain a little bit later on. Because it turns out that the Leshem can have a tremendous chiddush later on. In other words, it turns out that the Nefesh Ruach part actually, in a certain sense, first appear in creation first. They exist potentially in the higher worlds, and then sort of like there's a going backwards in time,
like
they're revealed retroactively.
Like a binary code.
We'll see. It's a tertiary code.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Okay, fine. Now, let's go on. Now we have this, the general idea, right? Now we're going to go into the detail, okay?
Rabbi couldn't rule on the board, could he?
Let's try to keep it on our heads. I think this is easy. When we get to the very complicated things, they'll draw on the board. Right now, we'll keep things very simple. Okay, well, the important thing that you should know is that, you know, I know most people today, when they try to learn something which is remotely connected with Kabbalah, they think it's very mystical. But the fact is that there's a tremendous amount of very complex mathematics and geometry, complex ideas here, which are only really a beginning to understand the deeper concepts. Okay, now, let's go inside, and the Leshem Kedaka Bakodesh goes into a lot of details. He writes a lot, but he doesn't use too many words. In other words, he writes a lot because he spells everything out in detail. Chas v'shalom, not go off the derech because he got one of these things. One of these things wrong. It's a very, very important thing. You have to understand that. In other words, the details are important because the understanding, you know, comes from the details. If you don't have the details right, then the understanding can be way off. Now, Vayinyan. We're right now in Daf Yud, Amud Dalet, page 20, the second paragraph of the second column. Vayinyan. The beer who? Kine michelek haruach haproti shemer naran dan neshama debriya. In other words, the ruach, in other words, the neshama, this olam habriya, which has neshama, and neshama ruach and nefesh, but it's neshama. And this neshama has called naran apratim. Why is it called pratim? The detailed naran, because that's the final detail. It's the final detail that Leshem is dealing with. So in other words, the ruach of the neshama part of Olam HaBriah, shu achelek atichon sheba, so that's the middle vessel in the horizontal dimension. It's the middle vessel of the neshama of the Olam HaBriya, which is the neshama klolis. Hinei mizeh nimshach haneshama haprati. From this comes the neshama haprati of the Nara and haneshama, the Yetzirah. Because Yetzirah also has neshama, as well as ruach and nefesh. And the neshama of Yetzirah has nefesh, ruach, and neshama. And the ruach of the neshama of Olam HaBriya, from this comes the neshama of the neshama of the Olam HaYetzirah, which is the neshama of the neshama of ruach, shua chelik apnimi shabad. Of course, this neshama becomes the inner vessel of the neshama part of the Olam HaYetzirah, because the neshama in its last detail is always the inner vessel. Once he says this geometrically in terms of kalim, vessels, spaces, dimensions, so therefore he translates this into the shyness of narnachi. So basically he says, and that's true because in general in the spiritual worlds, without reference to a kli and a vessel or spatial spatiality, ki ruach the shama neshama, you have the coordinates ruach the shama neshama haklali. Now say the shama neshama shem ruach haklali. That becomes the Shem L'Shem of Ruach. So the coordinate X, Y, Z becomes Z, Y, X. Now, this is the first step. But now the second step. Because we have the Nara, the Nefesh Ruach Neshama, of, let's say, Neshama of the Olam HaYetzirah. From whence, how do we create though, how does they emerge, the ruach and nefesh of the neshama of Olam HaYetzirah? So in other words, first somehow we create from the Olam HaBriya the neshama of the neshama of Olam HaYetzirah, and then says the Leshem, achach mispashet umistayef, the neshama of the neshama of Olam HaYetzirah is mispashet, it illuminates, it spreads out, it emerges. Gam hi lanaran v'ayim hanaran shel neshama yitzira. And this emerges and creates the ruach and nefesh of neshama of the Olam HaYetzirah. So now the naran of the neshama of Olam HaYetzirah is now complete. Simple. Okay, now. Next step. Now we want to go to the ruach of the Olam HaYetzirah, which is self composed of the Shama, ruach and nefesh. Umichelek haruach haproti. Now, how do we get this? We get this from the ruach haproti, the middle kli of the ruach of the Olam HaBriya, which is ruach to ruach to the Shama. ומחלק הרוח הפרטי, דהרן שברוח דבריה, הנה מזה נמשך ונעשה הנשמה הפרטי. This becomes the נשמה הפרטי of the נרן of רוח, the יצירה. Okay, same thing. כי מרוח דרוח דנשמה, הכלולי נעשה מזה הנשמה שברוח, אשר ברוח, הכלולי. In other words, basically, the רוח דרוח of נשמה becomes the נשמה of רוח דרוח. Okay, now, so we have now the nefesh ruach neshama of the ruach of Olam HaYetzirah. We've created the neshama. No, what? I'm sorry. We have the neshama of the naran of ruach of Olam HaYetzirah. So we have the neshama. What about the ruach nefesh of ruach of the Olam HaYetzirah? So the neshama is going to mispashet in the same way mispashet mistayev gamhi lanaran. The neshama of naran of ruach of Olam HaYetzirah is mispashet and creates the ruach and nefesh of the ruach of the Olam HaYetzirah. Very good. So now we have to summarize. We have the naran of neshama of Olam HaYetzirah, and now we have the naran of ruach of Olam HaYetzirah. Baruch Hashem. Okay. Now, we need now the nefesh. We have to create the nefesh In other words, we have to create the nefesh of Oila Bayetzira. So what are we going to do? First, we're going to create the neshama of the nefesh of the Oila Bayetzira. And that's, we're going to take that from, obviously, from the nefesh of the nefesh part of Oila Mabri. That's come the neshama of the nefesh part of Oila Bayetzira. I'm sorry, we're going to take the ruach of the nefesh of Oila Mabriya, and that's going to become the neshama of the nefesh of Oila Bayetzira. And then after that's going to be mispashed and create the nara nefesh ruach neshama of the nefesh part of the Oila Bayetzira. So that's what he says. Mechelik haruach haproti sheba hanara and the nefesh debriya, from the ruach, right, of the nara, of the nefesh of Oila Mabriya, that becomes a neshama of the nefesh part of Oila Bayetzira. Ki meruach sheba nefesh, the neshama, akloli nasa b'zeh haneshama nefesh deruach. Once again, the same coordinate system. In other words, from ruach of nefesh from neshama, comes neshama the nefesh deruach. But we have to create the, we have to complete the naran of nefesh Oila Bayetzira. So how do we do that? It's pashtus, right? On them is Bashmas, Tayev, Kam, Yil, and Aran, Beman, Aran, Shanevish, Yetzira, by Nimshak, also now. So, what do we get? The conclusion, Maisa, we always spoke this out 10 minutes ago, but now we have proved it. How in Nimshak, Kola, Yetzira, Beabria, the whole Yetzira, the whole Oilam Yetzira has come from the Oilam Abria, Meachelik Atichon Shema, from the middle vessels, the middle spatial dimension. Middle special dimension of the Olam HaBriya has now created or become the entire Olam HaYetzira. Now, Zekorah HaKoli B'chol Priti G'mechol K'mdaran Shemel Mi'aruach HaPrati Hashem B'gimelchol K'mdaran Hashem HaKoli. Now, basically, the Ruach parts, the individual, detailed Ruach parts of the Olam HaBriya, namely the middle spatial vessels, right, of the Oilam Habriya, which is the Neshama Klomis, has created now the entire Oilam HaYetzira. And the manner of creation, of emergence, I should say, is basically by first creating the Neshama parts of the Oilam HaYetzira, and then the Neshama parts of the Nefesh Ruach Neshama, Nefesh Ruach Neshama of Oilam HaYetzira, Amis Pashet, and create the Naran of the Naran of Oilam HaYetzira. Okay, now, all of this is simple when it comes to Oilam HaYetzira. But now we come to Oilam HaYetzira, it's got much more complicated. At least, not more complicated, we have to add another level of complication. Because, you see, the Oilam HaYetzira, if we understand, at least conceptually, that the Oilam HaYetzira somehow comes from the Oilam HaBriya, in terms of hierarchy, so, you know, before the Oilam HaYetzira is only Oilam HaBriya. But now when we come up to the Oilam HaAsiya, before that you have Briya and Yetzira. So not only is Oilam HaAsiya is going to be constituted, no, just like Oilam HaYetzira was constituted from parts of Oilam HaBriya, and Oilam HaAsiya will be constituted from parts of both of Oilam HaBriya and both of Oilam HaYetzira. Actually, this is only an introduction, because as we're going to see, that this is only conceptual, but really in terms of the actual physical spiritual creation, it turns out that there was a retroactive creation. We're going to see that parts of the Nefesh and Ruach of the Oilam HaYetzira, were first created, and then in a retroactive way, which I'm seeing like almost quantum mechanical, we have created the Nefesh Ruach parts of the Oilam HaBriya. We'll see that in Mitzvah Hashem. And also parts of Oilam HaYetzira too. We'll see the Mitzvah Hashem. Okay, now. So says the Lashem the following thing. Mikol b'chines nefesh ha-proti asher b'gimel chelkei naran the Oilam HaYetzira. I'm sorry. Al derech zeh. I'm sorry, a little bit above. Derech zeh. Now where am I? 14 lines from the bottom. In the second column. Page 20. Daf Yud Abu Dalet Yud Dalet Yad HaChazaka Yud Dalet line from the bottom. V'al Derech Zeh Ha'ayla Basiyah, Shua Nefesh HaKlali, B'chol HaGimel Chalakim Naran Shema. In other words, Ha'ayla Basiyah is called the Nefesh HaKlali. That means it's a third coordinate in the tertiary coordinate system. And of course it has Nefesh Ruach Neshama. And then the Neshama of Ha'ayla Basiyah is composed of Nara. The Ruach of Ha'ayla Basiyah is called of Nara, and the Nefesh of Ha'ayla Basiyah is also composed of Nara. So what happens is that the Shama of each thing is going to come from the Nefesh parts of the Nefesh root, the Shama of Olam HaBriya. Now, the Olam HaBriya, the Nefesh, the final Nefesh parts of the Naran of the Shama, the Naran of Ruach, the Naran of Nefesh of Olam HaBriya are going to create the Shama of the Shama of Olam HaSiyah, the neshama of Ruach HaBayla Masiyah, and the neshama of Nefesh HaBayla Masiyah. However, that's for the Briya. But what about Yetzira? So he says, this is the extra level of complication. It's not difficult, it's really very easy. Now from the Nefesh HaPrati, it was a Nefesh of the Neshama of Yetzira, the Nefesh of Ruach of Yetzira, and the Nefesh of Yetzira. Fine, right? In other words, and that's also going to, in fact, create the Ruachs of the Neshama, Ruach, and Nefesh of Olam HaBriya. In other words, the Neshama parts are going to come from the Briya, and the Ruach parts of Olam HaBriya are going to come from the Olam HaYetzira. So basically, Asiya is going to be composed of two worlds, Briya and then Yetzira. Okay? So, and it's from the Nefesh parts of the Olam HaBriya and from the Ruach parts of Olam HaYetzira. Vahainu. So now he goes into detail. How does this take place? Ki b'chelek ha-nefesh ha-proti shemanaren dan ha-shama de Briya shu chelek ha-chitzu sheba. Right? So, for example, the Nefesh of the Neshama of Briya becomes the Neshama of the Neshama of Asiya. And in terms of coordinates, right, we have basically the Nefesh of the Neshama of the Neshama becomes the Neshama of Nefesh. Okay? V'chelek ha-ruach. Now, also too, v'chelek ha-ruach da'nara and da'neshama da'asiyah. Now, how do we make the ruach of the nara and the shama v'asiyah? V'nim shama da'asiyah b'chelek ha-nefesh da'ara and da'neshama da'yetzirah. Very good. The ruach of the shama v'asiyah comes from the nefesh of the, in other words, comes from the nefesh of the shama of yetzirah. Okay? The same thing too. So in other words, the ruach of the Shama Vasiya comes from the Nefesh, right, of the Ruach of Haruach Shama Vasiya comes the Nefesh of the Neshama of Yetzirah. I'm sorry, I made a mistake. Once again. The ruach of neshama of Asiya comes from the ruach of neshama of Yetzira. Because I want to take the neshama of Asiya. In other words, neshama of Asiya is composed of neshama, ruach, and nefesh. The neshama of the neshama part of Asiya comes from the nefesh of the neshama of Briya, which is the ayab neshama klolis. The ruach of the neshama of Asiya comes from the ruach of the Shama of Yetzira. And translate the coordinates, that means that the nefesh of the Shama becomes the Shama of Nefesh, and the ruach of the Shama of Ruach becomes the ruach of the Shama of Ruach. Of Nefesh, I'm sorry. In other words, the ruach of the Shama, The nefesh of the neshama of ruach, because ruach and neshama of nefesh. Okay, it's a bad time to get confused. But anyway, that's good. It'll keep you on your toes. And once again, the nefesh ruach neshama, the neshama of asiyah, the neshama part comes from the nefesh of the neshama of olam habriya, and the ruach part comes from the nefesh of the neshama of yetzirah.
And the nefesh part?
What? Now. So, right? Okay. Now. We have to form the nefesh part. So it's going to be a spashtus. And that's what he says. Achakachinei, the last line, mispashet ha'or, gamu or the b'chiz nefesh gamkin. What happens is that there's a spashtus of the nefesh of ruach, a gift to the nefesh, and that completely completes the neshama ruach nefesh of the neshama v'ayla masim. So in other words, in Yetzirah, you only had the neshama parts of the nefesh ruach neshama of Yetzirah created, and it was his pashtus, the entire narrative of the neshama ruach and nefesh. But Olam Asiyah is different. In Olam Asiyah, you create, we're going to create the neshama part from Olam Abriya, the ruach part from Olam HaYetzirah, and then this pashtus goes to the nefesh parts of the nefesh ruach neshama of Olam Asiyah. Okay, they ma naran shana shama dasiya. Okay, now we're on daf yud aleph amud aleph, first line. Okay, so now, right?
Now it gets tricky.
Okay, now ubechelek hanefesh haprati da naran shabaruach the bria. Okay, now we've created now the neshama v'olam asiya. Now we want to create the ruach part of v'olam asiya. I know this might be a little bit boring, but it's good to make sure that we, you know, we get, you know, go through all the, you know, not only is limud Torah, but the ideas will come implanted in our minds, we'll be able to think in these terms.
It's a idea for Hashem, right?
What? Yeah.
It's a idea for Hashem.
Yeah. We'll see if it's Hashem, right. It's Kalos, it's Pashtos, right. It's Kalos and Yolimus. Now, okay, now we want to create the ruach of Olam Asiyah. So first we create the neshama. How do we do that? That comes from the nefesh, right? I'm sorry, we want to create the ruach of Asiyah, so of Olam Asiyah. So we have to take the nefesh of the ruach to create the neshama of the ruach of Olam Asiyah. We have to take the nefesh of the ruach of Olam Abriya. And she says, "Umichelik adavish aprodi aran shabruach abriya." In the mezen nimshav v'nasa on the shama aprodi shem anarav and ruach asiya. And why? Because that's easy. Because the nefesh of ruach of the shama becomes the shama ruach of nefesh. Okay. Now, that's the neshama of the ruach of asiya. What about the ruach of the ruach of asiya? That's going to come from where? From Olam Yetzirah. Okay, so that comes from one. So that's where it comes from. Now we have neshama and ruach of the ruach of Olam Asiyah. How do we get nefesh? It's pashtos. So basically, this pashtos, I guess, of the neshama, maybe of ruach, maybe ruach of this pashet. There's no, the lashon doesn't really go into detail. And now we have the nefesh of the nefesh of the neshama of ruach of Olam Asiyah. Ubichelik hanefesh aprotid aran sheba nefesh. Now, how do we get the, now we want to create the nefesh of the Olam Asiyah. And first we create the neshama part. That's going to come from the Olam Abriya. That's the nefesh of Neshavis. That's the nefesh and nefesh of Olam Abriya, which is nefesh, nefesh of the neshama, and that becomes the neshama, nefesh to nefesh. Kimis nefesh, nefesh of neshama, shalik lans on nefesh, neshama, the nefesh, nefesh of klolim. Now, that gives us the neshama of the nefesh of Olam Asiyah. Now we want the ruach of the nefesh of Olam Asiyah. So that's going to come from where? From the Yetzirah. That's going to come from the nefesh.
In other words,
basically the nefesh of nefesh of Avodah Meitzira, which is nefesh of ruach, becomes the ruach of nefesh to nefesh. Yeah, nefesh of ruach, kol nafsa ruach to nefesh kol. Okay, now, so now we have the shabbat ruach of nefesh of Avodah Meitzira. So we have to finally create the final world, which is the nefesh of Avodah Meitzira. Nefesh. How do we do that? Well, that's easy. Achakach bespashin l'ora nefesh kam kevim nara de nefesh Avodah Meitzira. So now he's his pashtus, but the shaman walked to the nefesh of Avodah Meitzira. That's it. Now we have the naran, the naran dasiya. Very good. That wasn't so bad. Okay. What?
Yes, it was.
It wasn't bad. It was very simple. Okay, now. Now, given that fact, the Leshem is going to draw some very interesting conclusions from this. And this is an important thing. It's chidush of you. Because how do we look at these things? Because this is just sort of like the mathematics of isomorphism, of equivalences. But the fact is, where is the Ikka Nishan? Where's the Ikka Walker? Where's the Ikka Nefesh? What was created first? See, in other words, it comes out that this is only the isomorphic, this is the mathematical part of it. But the reality, in other words, the physical part of it, right, is a little bit different. In other words, it obeys the mathematical rules, but we're going to see that we have to look at it from a slightly different vantage point. Okay, Vare Nimsa. Ki binyan kol asiya shia nefesh akloli b'chol prati gimel chalakim naran shaba migimel chalke nefesh apratim dan shama v'aruach akloli shema b'riya v'yatsira. So in other words, the nefesh, olam asiya, is created, constructed from the nefashos of b'riya and yatsira. V'v'chalik achitin shabayim, and that's from the outer parts of b'riya and yatsira. Okay, very good. Nice, like this. The Olam HaBriya is the source of Neshama for what? For Yetzirah Nasiya. But now he says, Olam Yetzirah, who are Ruach, but the Olam HaYetzirah is the Ruach, the Briya Vasiya. Interesting enough, in other words, even though the way we learned from the Ruachs of Briya was made the neshama of Yetzira, but the fact is that the source of ruach is really the Olam HaYetzira. Let me explain how this happens, because really Olam HaYetzira, the ruach, is really created first of Olam HaYetzira, and that creates retroactively the ruach part of Olam HaBriya. So in other words, the Olam HaYetzira basically contains all of the individual ruach parts of Olam HaBriya and Asiya too. For Olam Asiya, he had nefesh la Briya v'Yetzira, and Olam Asiya is the nefesh of Briya v'Yetzira. Because in general, right, the three worlds are the Shabbat, Ruach, and nefesh, and the three worlds too, right? There was the nefesh of the three worlds is Olam Asiya, the Ruach of the three worlds is Olam Yetzira, and the Shabbat is Olam HaBriya. Ki Iker Agila. Now comes the lesson with the following. This is the important novel here, which is important because we have to somehow take the mathematics and really explicate this in terms of physical spiritual creation. Ki ikar hagila deruach the nefesh shenasa babriya who rak acha shiyotze v'nasa oyla b'yitzira vasiya. In other words, the ruach and nefesh, even though we explain to you mathematically that somehow the Olam HaBriya produces the Olam Yetzirah Vasiya, but that's not really the state of creation. Really, once Yetzirah is created, that's the first creation of Ruach. And then somehow, retroactively, you get Ruach in Olam HaBriya. Because afterwards, you get Ruach in Olam HaBriya. One second. And similarly, the first real creation of Nefesh is when Olam HaBriya is created. And then retroactively, you get the nefesh parts of Olam HaYetzira and the nefesh parts of Olam HaBriya. Yeah, you're sure.
I'll wait a second.
In other words, so what was Ruach and Nefesh doing in Olam HaBriya before Olam HaYetzira and before Olam HaSiya? So says the Leshem, the Ruach and Nefesh was Olam HaBriya are Bekoyach, they're only potential. V'loi B'poyel. But they really weren't created, they were only potentially existed, but they didn't really were created. It's only when Yetzirah's created that Bria gets its Ruach parts. It's only when Nefesh is created, Asiyah is created, that that both Yetzirah and Bria get their Nefesh parts. So what happens is, when Olam HaYetzirah emerges, we assume that Yetzirah comes after Bria and Asiyah comes after Yetzirah. It makes sense that, you know, in creation we go from the, there's a higher up, we go from the higher to the lower. V'yotza haruach b'briya min hakoyach l'poyel. So once again, when the Yetzirah is created, the ruach and briya goes from the koyach, from the potential, to the poyel, which is the active. Rak l'tzoyach ha-metzirah sta Yetzirah. Because why does it come? It comes only for the tzoyach, for the creation of Yetzirah. V'yal yodoy. V'nagilah de metzirah sa nevesh b'oilam ha-briya v'yetzirah. Urak l'tzayach ha-metzias t'oilem ha-siyah. V'yayod ha-davka. Hu ha-siyah ha-nefesh l'shneyah. V'yatzirah ha-ruach l'shneyah. Now, I want to focus on these words of the Leshem, because they're very, very deep. Okay, they're very deep.
This phenomenon that the Leshem is describing, is that because they're only sort of describable in relation to the lower
Let me explain what's going on. Let me give an introduction with the Leshem. These five lines here are very, very important. In other words, it's interesting, on one hand, in other words, the purpose really, the purpose of Ruach and Bria is for Olam HaYetzirah. And the purpose of Nefesh and Bria, the purpose of Ruach and Bria is for the Olam HaYetzirah. The purpose of Nefesh and Bria is really for what? For the Olam HaYetzirah, the Olam HaYetzirah. So one hand, in other words, on one hand, from one standpoint, if we speak about teleology, right? Teleology, purpose, intentionality, then for sure, in other words, the Nefesh and the Ruach of Bria are really for Yetzirah and Asiyah. On the other hand, though, there's no Yetzirah, there's no Asiyah yet. There can't be a teleology saying it doesn't exist. So it's only when Yetzirah emerges is the purpose, the Tachlis, exist, from which now the potential becomes active. In other words, once Yetzirah exists, now, Bria has to have a Ruach component, which I guess it, from which emerges the Olam HaYetzirah, as in with Nefesh Tov. So it's very interesting, is that there's an interesting concept of teleology here. It's forwards and backwards, it's a little quantum mechanical, it's been a little while. But, in other words, the Bria, the Nefesh of Ruach of Bria is supposed to somehow produce the Yetzirah and Asiyah, but there's no Yetzirah and Asiyah yet. So what's the point? So in other words, so really there can't be really a Ruach and Nefesh of Bria. But once the Yetzirah is produced, now all of a sudden there's a Ruach part of Bria to push Yetzirah. That's what he says. Right? Right? V'lo Ruach b'koyboy. Rak l'tzorech ha-metzirah to Yetzirah. V'al yodoy. V'al yodoy means it creates it. V'chen ha-gilu to metzirah to Nefesh b'oyla ha-Bria v'Yetzirah. He rak the tzorach ha-metzias to ilam asiyah v'ayod ha-davka v'ayod ha-davka means that's how he creates it harihu asiyah ha-nefesh l'shneihem v'yetzir ha-ruch l'shneihem v'abriya nisham l'shneihem. So we get an interesting thing. In other words, A is supposed to produce B. So there has to be an element of A. There has to be B elements in A to produce B. But B doesn't exist. Once B exists, then somehow simultaneously or retroactively, A gets an element of B to produce B. In other words, before this B, there was A is before B. A is supposed to produce B. But of course, there's no B for A to produce. It's just that after B is produced, that A acquires the B quality to produce B. So, in other words, it's an interesting, what the Leshem is saying is an interesting thing in quantum mechanics. In other words, X is true at T1, time 1. Y is true at time at T2. But no, like this. X is time is true at T1. But for example, at time T2, it could be that Y comes before X. In other words, X is at T1. So Y, according to like normal Newtonian mechanics, if X is T1 and Y is at T2, so of course X comes before Y because T1 is before T2. But quantum mechanics, at T2, it can come out that Y comes before X. In other words, the future can create the past. And that's really what we're saying over here. The future is creating the past. In other words, basically, Yetzirah creates the Ruach, which creates the Yetzirah. Creates the Ruach in Briah, creates the Yetzirah. And Asiyah creates the Nefesh in Briah, and Yetzirah too, to create the Asiyah. Anyway, we're going to conclude with this, because I think that there's a lot to think about. We're going to actually go quite deep, Rizzi, right? And it's hard to hold cup. We have to hold cup on both sides. It's very important. Anyway, we will go much deeper into the depths of this and also into the consequences of this. The Leshem is going to flesh it all out. We're just beginning from an undisclosed place for Shlomo HaKodesh. Until next week, Kol Tov.